helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for May 27th, 2011. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. You're never sure where your career might lead. My gardening blog, A Gardener's Notebook, has led me to become part of Troy Built Incorporated's Saturday 6 program. You can find out more about that on the website douglasewelch.com/AGN for A Gardener's Notebook. Today's show, it doesn't take permission to do good work. Watching your child move through their school years can always be quite illuminating. It brings back memories of your own childhood while also allowing you to learn a bit more from these experiences than you ever did as a child. Today's lesson came from the student council elections at my son's school. Watching parents and children alike discuss the results, I realized that too many of us think that doing good work requires some sort of title. Nothing could be further from the truth. These thoughts arose from parents discussing how disappointed they would be if their child, who was a current member of the student council, lost the election and wouldn't be able to do the fun things they'd enjoyed as part of that role. Without even thinking, my first response was, if they enjoy doing it, why should they stop? Even without the title of class historian, they could still go out and take pictures and store memories for their classmates. While the current council member would get first priority of having their photos displayed at school, there's no reason the other child should stop doing something they enjoy. Still, many people, not just children, think they need some official blessing to do something, whether in their life or in their work. They don't feel they can, or should, take initiative until someone else or some organization grants them permission. In my mind, this is why many people fail, or at least fail to achieve everything they might. While I think the old adage of, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, is typically used to cover a number of interpersonal and corporate sins, there's a bit of truth there. If you find something useful, or fun, or interesting, do it. Don't wait for someone else to give you permission. Give yourself permission, and then run with it. Sometimes, locked in our world of cubicles, offices, or the shop floor, we severely limit our own capabilities. I can't offer up my idea on how to improve the supply chain. I'm just a line worker. I shouldn't point out these problems with the cash flow. I'm not an accountant. I'll just keep my new product ideas to myself. They wouldn't listen to a receptionist like me anyway. We do this in our personal lives, too. Why should I learn to play guitar? No one would want to listen to me anyway. Or, I can't start a catering business. I'm just a home cook. No one would hire me. Leave the titles and official blessings behind and just do something that makes you happy. You don't need the magic blue fairy to come down and turn Pinocchio into a real boy. You just need to do something you enjoy. Sure, there will be some people around you who try to keep you in your predefined box. They'll give you all sorts of reasons why you shouldn't do this or that. The worst of them will make fun of you or actively try to sabotage your new activities. Ignore them. Their actions say far more about them than they say about you. Those around us can be threatened when they see us growing, changing, or really being happy about something. Understand their fears, but don't let them stop you from pursuing the things that make you happy. That would be the worst thing you could do. You'd be actively limiting your own life simply because someone else doesn't like it. As an aside, watch for signs that you're actively trying to limit someone else. We all can fall victim to envy, spite, and fear from time to time. If you do this to others, they'll almost certainly do the same to you. Are you waiting for someone to officially bless your wants, needs, and desires? Are you limiting yourself by thinking you need permission to take the next step? Do you feel you have to stop doing something you enjoy simply because you no longer, or yet, have the title that goes along with it? Stop. Do whatever brings you the most benefit, fulfillment, and happiness. Your life is your own and should be lived in that manner. Others may scorn or scoff, but you'll know when you're doing the right thing for yourself. You'll feel it in your very bones. Seek out that feeling and dive in. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website, or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader-listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.